2 days ago, test question Hatov Shemir Alf, October 19th, 1998, and Sunday.
That the shiur of the kaperes, so the Gemara says, Eldoni midovo shenosno b'teiron mido, midovo shenosno b'teiron mido. Val yichichu tzitz v'zeya shelinosno b'hem teiron mido klal. That means that the Torah does not mention a shiur in the sides of the tzitz and the zeya. V'hodo amal yil the tzitz rochev shtei etzvoyes. But the Gemara just said that tzitz deimekim kutas also v'rochim reiz its voice v'muket reizen reizen. So the tzitz also had a shiur. Im zelo mitrabot yishim yichsiv al mitzchoy v'yishio mitzchay shio mitzchay ustam meitzach reichav shtei its voice. So that shiur is mitrabot, but in the Raisa there is no shiur. Umiyu yivol miforesh. So Tesis says here, so Tesis assumes here that the tzitz was placed on the forehead, not on the head, but on the forehead. Because he says, Ustam eitzach reichav shtei etzvoyes. Umiyu yivol miforesh. Hatzitz o yomunach. Bireich. Not on the head. Mishinikash yorei. In other words, the Mboshite is not like Tesis. Taisa Shita is that the tzitz was placed on the forehead of the king of, and the Riboshita is that the tzitz was placed not on the forehead but on the head itself. Mishimikasho, why does the Riboshita say that it was Muna Vareich? After all, the Torah says Al Mitzchei. So ordinarily Mitzchei means the forehead, not the head. So had uforeshli umi oivom uforesh hatzitzo yemuna breish mishimikashrei maishne gabi king godul dikor mitznefes. So the covering over the head that the king godul wore is called mitznefes, and the covering and the head cover worn by the king headyet is called mitbas. Kirchsi visamta mitznefes alreishi. So we see that in respect to the head covering worn by the King Godol, what name is applied to it? Mitznefes. But in respect to the head covering worn by King Hedyet, so that's called Mitvas. If King Hedyet called Mitvoyes, Kilechsi, Umitvoyes Tazareth. Why different words? Elvadai mishuni soyu, zuni zu. Obviously, there was a change. There was a difference between the mitznefes, the way the mitznefes was made, and the mitvas was made. Dishal kimbodu, deilo mishal, dishal in hetiyet, deilo mishal kimbodu. In other words, the head covering worn by a kimhetiyet was larger than the head covering worn by King Godel. It was large. Why was it larger? Sha'at sits, ho yodei chayin son. So, in other words, the head covering and the head of the King Godo could not have been as large as the head covering and the head of the king headed, because the King Godo had to wear a tzitz, some male hair, so he wore the tzitz just here at the beginning of the head. Now, what is the meitzach? What is the borderline between the meitzach and the head? The forehead and the head. The borderline is the hairline. The hairline. So in other words, where you have the hairline, this is the end of the head and the beginning of the forehead. So in the male head, since the King God, so the king headiest head covering was covered the whole head, but the King Godel's head covering had to be lifted like this. It couldn't be worn like that, because if it had been worn like that, there wouldn't be any place where to put the tzitz. The tzitz was put here. So the King Godel wore the mitznefes like this. Like this. So, I mean, in other words, the mitznefes resembled more a yarmulke. But the mikvas covered the whole head. So, the shaltim godu, the shkrim head yed neon shaltim godu, shatzit so yedeicha yiso, vichinatrium, kidabrino mifershein yizvoch, sare yonire ben tzitz le mitznefes, sheshom miniach tfium, but, so, in respect to King Hedyet, there was no tzitz, but tfium, that was worn by King Hedyet also. Became Hedyet Abagav the Havel Namet Fium, Hoy Yochel Anichon, Bimokim Shekin Godu Miniach, as a tzitz, the Yishmokim the Reim, Sherol Amdiya Mishnei Tfium. So, in the male head, the head covering worn by the King Hedyet could not have covered as much of the head as the head covering worn by King Godel could not have covered as much of the head as the mitzvah, because the King Godel had to wear two things here at the beginning of the head. He had to wear the tefillin, and the mocking of the tefillin is also. Where is the mokim of the tefillin? Where the hairline? Mokim shemeiches shaltim ikreitis me. But this coincides with the hairline of the person. So he had to wear two things: a tzitz and the tefillin. When yochla nichid mokim shemigodu midiach es a tzitz, the yesh mokim bereich shero laniyah b'shnei tefillin, ki da'amrinon b'rishamei tefillin. The other God. So in other words, so the Rivoshiti is that the tzitz was not worn on the forehead, but on the head. At the beginning of the head. The other God did the tzitz ksiv meitzach. So in other words, there is enough place there is to put on to now the king head yet just had to put on film. So the king had yet put the tefillin in the upper portion of the mikimah tefillin. In the upper portion of the mikimah. So the king had yet. So the king Godel put on the tefillin, placed the tefillin in the upper portion of the mikimah tefillin. And in the lower portion of the mikimah tefillin, he put the tzitz. Masha'im came. The king had yet, so he put the tefillin in the lower portion of the mikimah tefillin. The lower portion of Kippah Tefillin. So Mele the Mikvas could have covered the head up to the lower portion of the Kippah Tefillin. Kiram Bino Yishalit Tefillin, Vahar Nabi Gav Tzitz Kitziv Meitzach, Umtadaminon, Ho Mitadaminon. So it's a kasha against the Rivo. He says that the Tzitz was placed just at the beginning, at the hairline. So that's no kasha, because Ho Mitadaminon, Beinineye, but Taisa Shita is not like that. Taisa at the very beginning said that Midrabonon, so the tzitz has to be Rochef Shtei Etzboyes, because it says al mitzray, who stam mitzray represents voice. So this shita is not like before, and this shita is that the tzitz was placed on the parent. So he says umiyon misyashikoka the viboshi. Mission be filmed, Yahweh be safe, like in its rabbi, the Shavish, and Mecha be given age, when it's a simul call for the ratio, became sad. So, umikomo came, oh, so Mele, what? Mehicha te is safe by tzitz. In other words, so, in other words, ordinarily, if the Torah says, Al Meitzah, so Mele, that means that it has to be Al Meitzah, for the father. And even though the Talmud is Beninecho, but Beninecho also means the Meitzah. The Meitzah. But by Tvion, the Torah says that it's underage, and also Beninecho. So there we have a special Tzeres HaKost, because Melissimu Kol Chobereishon Yud Kimsa, when we call Mokeim, Afil Hoyo Tzitz Al HaMeitzah Mamesh, we call Mokeim, Hoyo Tzorich, Likshay Abati says, even if we don't accept the Shita of the Ripo, we still can say the same thing that the Ripo says, that the reason is why the head covering worn by the king headed is called the Bas, and the head covering worn by the king body is called its Nefes, because the head covering worn by the king headed is larger. So even if we reject the Riboshite, that the tzitz was placed on the head, on the hairline. So even if we say that it was worn on the Meitzah, before the hairline, beneath the hairline, but still we have to say the same thing, that the Mikbas was larger than the Mitznefes. Mikol Mokeh, the Yitzorich Likshir, the tzitz, the Atfilm, Machir Reishi, for Yoshneim Deichin Shomes and Mitznefes. So, in other words, so the Mitznefes had to be lifted a little above because of the Kesher of Tfilin and also of the tzitz in the back. For Yoshneim Shomes and Mitznefes, God Amrin for Yekvishin Yume, the big the King Godu, the Matipurin, Sheiron the King Hedyet, Avodah, the big the Roman. The mitznefes couldn't be used by the king hedyet because the king hedyet had to wear a bas which was larger than the mitznefes. So it's true that in the Loshnator, so the head covering worn by the king Godu is called Mitznefes, and the head covering worn by the king Hedit is called Mitbas. But in the Gemara, sometimes we find that the head covering worn by the king Hedit, which was Mitbas, is also called Mitznefes. I'm going to fill with the feeling, Bobisheno, Gabikayas, Shalito Mitznafti, Shalechonne, when they cast lots. So we would take off the Mitznefes, Shalechonne. Veit kosh the hoyo tzitz being makipurim with the long calling its nefes v'shemo hafro pikhei hoisoktano ki mitznefes choasham. So this is the kasha. If the whole reason is why the mitznefes that covering was smaller than that of the king headed is because we had to make place for the tefillin and the tzitz, but when the king godol and the kippah wore the long. The big alum, he didn't wear the tzitz and he didn't wear tefillin. So melee. So why wasn't the head covering of the big alum as large as the mikvahs of the king hedyet? So Tesis says very simply. In other words, since kol hashana, so his head covering was ktan ol mishal king hedyet. So melee, even by Yom Kippur, when that special reason didn't apply because he didn't wear the tzitz or the tefillin, so it had to be the same size as the mitznefes of the king Godel Kalashon. Alright, now, here, the Gemara, as the Kashi, how do you know that in Pony Pockets Mitefach, because the minimum punim of a human being is not chusam tefach, but it says out there kaperes, maybe it means the maximum punim. So the Gemara says, tefasto merubale, tefasto, tefasto mu'e tefasto. And that is a cloud in droshes, in the droshes of the Torah. In other words, that if it's, there are two ways of deducing, one to deduce a maximum and one to deduce a minimum, so we deduce a minimum. Tefasto merubale, tefasto. Yesh miforshi, if you shemido merubale, masi, vikam yefshalei vakim. Because if you are going to deduce the maximum, so the maximum, there is no limit. So he says, no, in many Gemaras, the maximum also has a limit. Let's see here. So when he says, so that means that Bayuchne is an Eiv Godeh, but it has to be that kind of a size that it could enter the Mishkan if it is so large. That it couldn't even enter the Mishkan, so that we couldn't deduce. The Efshalim Akin. The Kani Efshalim Akin, the Kosh, the Efshalim Akin, El Miponim, Shechilim, the Kodesh, the Mishkan, the Chil, the Kamel, the Rosh Hashono, the Chagige, the Atzeres, the Yesh, the Kashmunim, Koshimo, the Yalit, the Chagamatis, the Pori, the Nilit, the Chagasukeis, the Shane, the Tofasto, the Rubo, the Fasto, the Rubo, the Tofasto. To fast, to fast, that we didn't say rain, stay minis, achas mido kolo, achas mido shenoko, made it in the mido kolo, they made it in the mido shenoko. In other words, all the Tanoim say that if it's possible to deduce something that is a maximum, and it is possible to deduce something that is of minimum nature, so we deduce a minimum. But one formulates it one way, and one formulates it the other way, one Tanoim. Formulates it in terms of the fasto merubo with the fasto mu'e the fasto. The Gemara Seira formulates it in other terms, but it really is about the same thing. The Gemara Seira in the Yashtemidis, achas midas kolo, achas midas shemikolo, made in the kolo, made in the shemikolo. Omar Abnechemi, vichiloma boakosu, lifteyach, vichiloma boakosu, lifteyach, oi mini, to open or to close. Let's see, so with how many years and successive days does she become his own day? So we say that Yomim, Yosef Zeyv Domo Yomim Rabbi, so Yomim Shnai, and Rabbi Mishleisha. But it doesn't mean that only Shleisha, Yomim Rabbi can only have reference to Shleisha, cannot have reference to Avo, or to Hamisha, or to Asor. In other words, the least of Yomim Rabbim is three. But it could be four, and it could be ten. So why do we learn out that she becomes a Zobedele if she has 3 years and 3 successive days, not 10 successive days? So, Ha'olibol Yineo Lefteach, Imate Ima Yomim Asoro, why? If we say in the least, so we have a good reason that Yomim Rabbim, Stam Yomim Rabbim, when the Torah doesn't spell out the number, so it means the least. But if we say it's not the least, so then the question is 4, 5, 6, 7. So we don't know. So we may have it. So we go across the three little lift there. In other words, the Torah will always say something that is clear rather than that is obscure. Ukshatim Yom Shnai Pasakhta Zeopushi. Shoto Pasto Mugubo Dima Tatibis Samuel Emitzina is on Yotho. Shamuel Khalam Gobo Abu Boso with Samugo Emelo Hobirayo Tu Rabulim Sere Rabulim Sere Volume in Minagelo. She takes in Samido Kula or Kolo, Umanich and Samido Shein or Kolo. Afkan takes in a head Namwet, she usually says, they have the heavier volume in the earth of the coins. She'll be born listing on the forest, for Ochig Abitashlumi, Zrich and Kulo. With time they shall Rabbi Akim. Shall Rabbi Akim. In other words, that Abitashlumi, that you say, Gabatzeres, Shmuez. So the call has tashlumim kolshim. Has tashlumim kolshim. That's the reason why the minhag svar is not to say tachan up to the 13th day, because of tashlumim is mamis amigosh. So it has tashlumim kolshim. So the more is, so how do we know that shuas, the call of shuas, the has tashlumim kolshim? As if it had been a Chag of Shiva, we learn it out from Chag HaMatzis. So Chag HaMatzis, so there are 7 days of Yom Tov. So the Gemara asked the Kashya, why do we learn out from Chag HaMatzis? Why don't we learn out from Chag HaSukkos? And even though, so they are Tashlumin, we have Tashlumin called Shmei, even though Shmei is Chag V'Atznei, but in respect to certain halachas, it is like a Hemshech of Sukkos. So in other words, if he didn't bring the Kol Mechagiga, the first day Sukkos, he can be mashlim and bring it on Shmini Atzeres also. So by Sukkos, it's Tashlumim Kol Shneinu. So then the Gemara's kasha was, why do we deduce it from Chag HaMatzis, that the Kol of Shavuos has Tashlumim Kol Shivo? Let's deduce it from Chag HaSukkos. So it should have Tashlumim Kol Shneinu. So Gemara says to fast on Yehuba, to fast on to fast on to fast. So he says, "V'yochet abi tashlumim tzrichet kule l'taymi, tzrichet kule l'taymi shor rabakiv." To fast on Yehuba, to fast on to fast on to fast. In other words, there is really no machlekes, but in some cases, so we can mention it. We can mention the day, the time that Rabbi Yehuda Seyran mentions. But sometimes, when the time of Rabbi Yehuda Seyran or Nehemiah cannot be mentioned, so Rabbi Yehudim Seir and Rabbi Nechemiah also made it to the cloud of the fastum of the fastum, to fastum with the fastum. Bishlish Abayis in England, the Kemas Akubim Eser Amas, the Abayis Shleishim Amas. So Rashi explains it here, because the Kubim stood on the ground in the base of Rome. שיעקובים שעושו שלי מיינדים באורץ על הרגלי וכסיב כנס עקוב עשר נמצא כמוסי קולו בשליש גבע בית שהוא שליש אך כאן במשקל כשו יעקובים שעושו מייש על הפפירס ויגובן קולו בשליש גבע בית וכנס עקוב עם עשר אמץ והבית שליש אמץ ועוד יחסיב לפני הדבי עשר ממו הרך ועשר ממו ריחה ועשר ממו כמוסי היינם מסווס עקובים ולמיים but the question is but the Heichal, the height of the Heichal was Shleishim Amo, and here the Pasuk says in Melachim that it was Esrim Amo to Mosei. So the Pshat is, as the Pasuk means, Esrim Amo from the top of the Kruvim, and the Kruvim, and the height of the Kruvim itself, that stood on the ground, was 10. This Matthew says here, Kedisa Filtanichra, the Lord Moshe Pirit the Kuntras, the Pirish Melachim. So in other words, so that the Heichal had the height of 30 amas, but the Kiddush HaKadoshim had the height of 20 amas. This is what Rashi says in his Peirush, and Melochim. So the middle of the Aliyah, that was the top, the Aliyah, that was the ceiling of the Kiddush HaKadoshim. So the Aliyah began at the height of 20 amos from the ground of the Kiddush HaKadoshim. The Aliyah of the Kiddush HaKadoshim began at the height of 20 amos above the ground of the Kiddush HaKadoshim. Mashiachim, the Aliyah of the Heichal began at the height of 30 amos from the ground of the Heichal. This is how Rashi explains the question. But Jesus says, no, that's not the right shot in the posse. With the posse, Eilach Namu, that the Aliyah of the Heichal and the Aliyah of the Kiddush HaKadoshim began at the same level. But there the posse is expressive of the height from the top of the ocean. Now we left off in the Gemara. So Eloh, Yudei, Hilchas Yudei, ויאמר לבחיה ברש, אומר רב, שיעורים חציצים ומחיצים, הלוכה למשה מסיני. שיעורים, זאת אומרת, מורה עשי קשת. Now, We discussed last time, we discussed this the two Yalkuses, Alive the Rebbe. So one Yalkuse is from the Posig of Nadi Lefashon, and the other Yalkuse is from the Posig, of Vabayis, Ashabono Amelach Shoyim, you are the chef, Shishma. So, Rashi says that it's two separate halachas. The Alpuse that is deduced from the Posig in Adim Hashom implies the halacha of Shio Mechitze, that Mechitze has to have a height of 10 tefachim. The Alpuse that is deduced from the Isilomi implies another halacha, that whenever we have Sichuk, so it has to cover a hollow of Yutvach. That's another halacha, and that has application to Sukkah. And we learn it out from the Kruvim, because the Kruvim was Seichich, and a hollow of Yud, of the wings of the Kruvim, hovered over a hollow of Ten Tvachimah. So, in other words, according to Rashi and the Vitvo, so there is an extra halacha that has nothing to do with Mechitzes, but that it has to do with Sichuch. Whenever there is a halacha of Sichuch, so it has to cover a height, a hollow of 10 foot. So where is the halacha of Sichuch? There was a halacha of Sichuch in the Mikdash, in connection with the Kruvim. So the wings of the Kruvim had to be spread out and to hover over a hollow of 10 foot. And there is a halacha of Sichuch in Sukkah. The Schach has to hover over a hollow of 10 foot. And it might have application to other Yom in the Torah. For example, according to Rashi and the Ritva, so let's say the Gabi Keo. Now, a Mode is Nitar al Dilechi Keo, but the Aloche is that Keo has to be placed 10 Tvachim high. So it's not only that the Keo has to be placed 10 Tvachim high, because the Keo has to be placed over the Mechitzes. And if the Mechitzes is less than 10 Tvachim, so then the Keo is not effective, because the Mode is Nitar by virtue of the fact that it has three mechitzes, and then on the fourth side, it has a keil. So mele, if the keil is placed, or normally, ordinarily, if the keil is placed at the height of 8 tefachim, 7 tefachim, so that means that the mechitzes are not 10 tefachim. But suppose the mechitzes will be 10 tefachim. But the keil itself has to be placed above a hollow of 10 tefachim. Why? Because the keil is also a union of sichuch. So according to Rashi, we learn out two halachas. One halacha is that mechitze has to have a height of 10 tefachim. Otherwise, it doesn't have a chalisha mechitze. Another halacha is that sichuch has to be above a hollow of 10 tefachim, even in a case where the mechitze is 10 tefachim. But if the sichuch doesn't cover a hollow of 10 tefachim, so it's no sichuch. Schach is sichuch. The hovering by the wings of the Kruvim were also sichuch. And Keiro is also sichuch. What does Keiro mean? Keiro is like a tikro. Keiro. What's the essence of Keiro? It's like a tikro that hovers over the Mobe. So the Mele, even if the mechitzes of the Mobe will be ten tefachim high, but if they will not hover over a hollow of ten tefachim, so it will not be mutar to carry in that moment. So that's according to Rashi and according to me. But you see that a number of Rishayim, when they explain the din in the Mishnah, we saw in the Rishayim that some Rishayim, when they explain the Mishnah, Rishayim Griyasot Vachim, so they mention two reasons. Either the reason of the reason of telling if it's in a Gvira, so what Vachim, it doesn't tell Shem Chitze, and also because the Sichuch is no Sichuch, because the Schach has to hover over a hollow of Ten Tvachim. But some of the Shein just mentioned the fact that if it's not the Viyasot Vachim, so then the Sichuk, so then the Mechitza does not finish a Mechitza. They don't mention another Aloche, as Rashi spells out here. Alma, uksiv sechem mikamfeyem. Alma mikamfeyem ulimato ad hakapeires kohuschach. Mikamfeyem limaylo, ligobon, hoyu pusis. Alma, tachas kamfeyem asorot fochim. Cholo ad hakapeires, vikorol isu. So Rashi spells it out. There is another aloche. That's an additional aloche. This is not the same aloche that if it doesn't have a height of ten tvochim, so mimele, he does not have ishem, ichalei ishem mechitz, another halach. But some rishim don't mention it. They just mention that if his suke is not gavaya, es a tvochim, so the suke is psula because there is no mechitzes. But that's the only reason. How about the fact that there is no schach? Because if he doesn't hover over a chol of ten tvochim, it's like putting schach on the floor. That they don't mention. Apparently these are Shayim Achilik Hamash. I forgot to take with me the Gemara Shabbos. Oh yeah, there is a Gemara Shabbos. It seems that on that point there is... So then the question arises, but isn't it Gemara Meforeshes? I'll leave it at Rav Meir, and it's not Mistabra that according to Rav Yudeh, that what is true according to Rav Meir, who deduces the two aloches from two psukim, will not be true according to Rav Yudeh, who bases it upon aloch l'mishim sinah. So, obviously, whatever is deduced according to Rav Meir from the two psukim, the Adati and the Beis Elomim, is expressed in aloch l'mishim sinah according to Rav Yudeh. But still, we see some of the shaming. They hold there is no such aloch. That in Chalishim Sichuk, if he doesn't hover over a hollow of ten tvochim, so then he doesn't have a Chalishim Sach. It's nothing. There is no such halacha. But doesn't the Gemara say, but the Gemara says, Umimai Bichlola Asoro Baam Ischoche. Ebe Bahad Ischoche. So the Gemara says that there is another halacha, that it has, the hollow has to be Asoro Baam Ischoche. So how is it that these Rishenim explain that didn't the Mishnah only that in the only on the basis that he doesn't have a Chalisha Mechitze? No, it's not only on the basis that he doesn't have a Chalisha Mechitze. There is another halacha too. It has to have a cholol of ten vochim geva, over which the schach hovers. But it seems that according to many Rishenim, so this other Yalkuse, that the Gemara says, "Umay dichlole asore bar mischoche," is also expressive of a din in shemichitz. In other words, suppose, let's say, this is the mechitze of the suki. This is the date from the suki. Suki requires mechitzes, and this is exactly 10th. So when the Gemara asks the kasha, the eime. We might call a sort of bar misroche, even the hadis roche. How do you know that in order to have a chalisha mechitze, so it must inside be makiv the suke, the deikne asuke must be makiv inside a cholol of ten tvochim. Suppose the deikne is ten tvochim, but the schach is placed not on top of the deikne ten tvochim. But it is pushed in like this, and the tenth vochim part of the tenth vochim is coextensive with the thickness of the schach. Let's say from here to here it's 9 vochim, and then the thickness of the schach is 1/10, and that together it's 10 vochim. How do you know that this isn't good? So the Gemara learns out from the Kruvim that where you have something that is coextensive with the portion of the dayfen, So then there must be ten tvachim that is makif echol. And if you don't have ten tvachim that is makif echol, so then it doesn't have a chalisha mechitzi inside. So in other words, the reason. So this is how all the other rishonim will explain the Gemara. According to the other rishonim, who just made Shimon Aloche, that is suke, that is not gavaya, esrim tvachim, esa tvachim, asora tvachim, does not have a chalisha mechitzi. So that's why it's possible. Not that there is an extra aloche in sichuch that schach has to hover over a cholo of ten tvachim. No, there is no such requirement per se. The aloche is that suke requires mechitzis. How high must the mechitzi be? The mechitzi must be ten tvachim. Now, but if there is no cholo of ten tvachim inside, so that means that the ten tvachim is constituted by nine tvachim that is makif cholo, and one tefach of the mechitzah is not makif cholo, because that one tefach is completely otum. Is completely otum. So mele, that means that inside it's not makif. Inside the mechitzah is not makif ten tvachim. If the schach is placed on top of the ten tvachim even, so then the mechitze inside is makif ten tvachim, a space of ten tvachim. But if the schach is placed like this, so and the thickness of the schach is one tefach, so the mechitze inside from here to here is makif, not a makif of ten tvachim, but is makif a makif of nine tvachim. So then it does not have a chalisha mechitze inside. So in other words, so this is what we learn out from the second passage. Not that there are two halachas. One halacha relates to the halishem mechitzi, and the other halacha relates to halishem sichuch, that it's not called sichuch unless it hovers over halach and tvachim. No, there is no such halacha. It could have a halishem sichuch, even if it doesn't hover over halach and tvachim. But there is halacha that there must be a mechitzi of ten tvachim. Mechitzi of ten tvachim. Now, the second Yalkusi tells us that if inside it's not makim, a mokim of ten tvachim, but only a mokim of nine tvachim, so we say that inside we don't have mechitzis. Here on top, let's say we got Shabbos, we would have mechitzis on top. Why? Because on top we have Ibn Mahmud, Gabei Ayud, Pirochim Dalet, has a mechitzi. Even though the Deifen, this mechitzi of the Amud, is an intangible mechitzi, it's a two-dimensional mechitzi. But this two-dimensional mechitzi, as far as the top is concerned, is maki, a mokei of Tentwachim. Masha'inkin inside. So if one tefach of the thickness of the schach, so that means so that inside so it, we only have a mechitza that is makif and mokim of nine tvachim, so it doesn't have a chalisha mechitza, so it does not have a chalisha mechitza. This is the shita of the other rishonim who only mention one halacha. Now, it is interesting that we see a machlekes rishonim in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos says, now we mentioned that Gemara, Tesis mentioned that Gemara, Tesis in Sukkah mentioned that Gemara, that Zayin on the base, Gufe Omer Rav Gid Omer Rav Chiyah Bayensik, Omer Rav, Bayi Shem Teichi Yud, Vikiruye Mashlin Yud, Al Gagei Mutal Mitalten, Vichule, Viseichei Mitalten Veyal Vidal Hamas, Omer Rav Bayi, Vimchok Vidal Vidal Dalle, Vishlin Yud, Mutal Mitalten Vichule. So Tesis has the Kashi. Tesis has the Kashi that Dalidon obeys. How is it that over here the Gemara says only Pochis? Also Bichkak. So Pochis is Shleishit Pochim Shevo. But if it's Shleishit Pochim or more, so it's not Shevo. In other words, it has to be somewhere. And there the Gemara says, if also Bichkak, Dalid, even though the Chkak is far removed from the wall, so it's still a Rishit Yochim. So this is the Teretz, because by Sukkah we require Mechitzes Muchis Nischach, Masha'imki, Gabi Shabbos, so it's only with Leah Megorabi. And we explained it, that by Shabbos, the Aloha is, the purpose is, that the Mokim should be Mekev Mechitzes. We don't require the Heftzah of the Mechitzes. Masha'imki by Sukkah, so we require the Heftzah of the Deipel, the Heftzah of the Mechitzes. This is Tesis. Then the Tesis Yishenim in Shabbos says, we went over. Vaidish Lima, the Hochehish Mechitzes Reis in Bachutz, the Inzoich Mitzarev Hadim, Elodein Abelud, Uchshe Chokak, the Ike Abelud, the Mokimechot, Havadish Zayoch, Avo Besuke Zoich Mitzarev Hadim, Uviyesa Migim Uloi Mitzar. So the Tesis Yishenim, we discussed the Tesis Yishenim that. We said that according to Tesis Reis, so by Shabbos, there is no requirement that to have the Heftzah of Mechitzes. Only the Mokim has to be Mokim Mechitzes. As Reb Chaim says on the Rambam, in explaining, in answering the Raivetz Kashe, as to why the Rambam says that that Keiro, Shalashiro, is kosher, because it's in the Shulem, but Lechi Shalashiro is kosher. So Raivetz says, but Lechi also requires a Shia in Geva Yud. So Reb Chaim gives a Teretz that the Shio Yud, in Mechitzes by Shabbos is not a shio on the Hefze, it's a shio in the Moki. What height, what portion of space has to be Muket Mechitzes? So maybe we can apply the aloche of Tuzimach Nishure. So this is the Pshat and Tesis, that Gabi Shabbos, all we need is that the Mokim should be Muket Mechitzes. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether the chak is pochis migimul tvochim from the wall or not. Even if it's far away from the wall. But the chak, the mekeim achak, is muke, mechitzes yud. Because you have an emek of two, and the keisel, the mekeim achak, you have an emek of two, and you have a keisel of eight, mashayim kein, by suke, we require the chepzat. So we said, according to this, it's ishemi, so that Shabbos too, we require the heft of the Mechitzes. So how does he answer the kasha, the stira between the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Shabbos? So he says, over there by Shabbos, we have the heft of the Mechitzes. Because we bachutz, in other words, we have mashlim le'asov. In other words, this case is only eight. But the ubi atiru is always two. So the mele, outside, we have Mechitzes. And the reason is why he is not faking. So we spot there because we require, in order to be a Rishus Hayochi, we require Avelut. So it's another aloha. But insofar as Mechitzes is concerned, so we have Mechitzes Yud. Even though inside we have Mechitzes Yud here, in other words. So here you have the Geva of Yud that is mocking, the mocking of Yud. But inside, what kind of Mechitzes do we have? We only have eight. Still, this is a shame. So, according to Tesis, if we are not taking Ichkak here, so we're not considered to it. So, it's not considered that we have Mechitzes inside. Only if we are taking Ichkak of Tutvochim, then we get Mechitzes. But according to Tesis, shame, we have Mechitzes anyway. And the reason is why he's not mutar without tail is because if you are not chaykeik, so then other yud is lacking. So it's another aloche in Rishayochi, that in order to have a din of Rishayochi, it must have other yud. But as far as the reason is concerned, the quantity is shaming. So even without the kak, it's considered to have the chitzes inside. It's considered to have the chitzes inside. That's the shite. That's the shita of the Tesis Yishenim. And then the Rach also. The Rach in Shabbos has the same shita as the Tesis Yishenim. You see, according to Tesis, so the reason is to what? As the reason is to what? If he's not taking down. So it's also retaltel b'seichei, because there is no mechitzes. According to Tesis Yishenim, mechitzes there is. But the reason is why, if he doesn't make a kak of dal, so then it's also a little, it's not a Rishayochi, because there is another prerequisite for Shayachim. Every Shayachim must have an Avi of you. Another prerequisite. But as far as Mechitzis is concerned, so there is no Chisom Mechitzis. No Mechamisis. And the Ramichmanu Shiti is the same way. Because the Ramichmanu, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Zayin on the Beis, in explaining it, so he says, Bisechei mitau turi neo bidao dames. My time may keep the hotel in direct, in a Mechitzis mayores. So now, Mechitzis there is, but since it doesn't have a whole of you, it's not hotel. Between tasteless in Shabbos and Sukkot on one hand, and tasteless Yishenim in Shabbos and Rabbi Nanu in Shabbos on the other. In other words, if you have a mechitza of youth, if you have a mechitza of eight, and here you have the Uveyakir, Tutvah, so outside you have a mechitza of ten. Is it considered that inside we have mechitzas, or inside we don't have mechitzas? So according to tasteless, inside we don't have mechitzes. True, by omud gobeya yud. So we consider to have mechitzes. Because on top we already have the keva yud. Mashiachim here inside the house, where the case of habayis inside have only a height of 8 rochi. So we may call the tasteless, it's not considered to be mechitzes, to have the mechitzes inside. But according to this, shenim derach, it is considered to have the mechitzes. As an account of the fact that here we have outside, and I give our view, so the melee inside is considered to have mechitzes. It's considered to have mechitzes. And the reason is why it's also without tail, unless he makes a kak, is because in order to become a mishnayochi, it must have an avenue. So the melee, those rishayim who explain the second yalpusi, not on the basis of his another aloha, the tzichuch must hover over a hollow of 10. But on the basis of mechitzes, so in other words, so that this is what Gemara is saying. This is what Gemara is saying. Uminolom, How do you know that in order to have a din mechitza inside, so there must be a geva of yud inside? And so, and if let's say the inside we only have 9 tefachim, but the ubi aschach is 1 tefach, then it's not considered to have a din mechitza inside. How do we know that? That we learn out from this one. So then, in final analysis, so there is only 1 aloha, not 2 alohas, you see. According to Rashi here and the Ritva, there are 2 alohas. According to some Rishonim, so there is only 1 aloha. And that is the Shita of Tesis. Tesis in Sukkot, Tesis in Shabbos. Because all those Rishonim will say that by Shem Teche Yud, which really Mashalim Asor, so inside, it's not a Rishayochim, because there are no mechitzas inside, not because there is no Cholom Yud. So they'll say that the second Yalkusei does not imply a new halacha in regard to Shem Sichon, but also in regard to Shem Chit. Alright. Now the Gemara says, Shiurim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so everything is expressed in the Alochah Mishnah Sinai. So the same Alochas that according to Rabbi Meir will be used from the Psukim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's expressed in the Alochah Mishnah Sinai. Now, if according to Rabbi Meir, so the 2 Psukim imply 2 separate Alochas, one in regard to Shem Chitze, one in regard to Shem Sichuch, so maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, both Alochas are expressed by the Alochah Mishnah Sinai. If, according to Rabbi Meir, the 2 psukim imply halacha in regard to shemchitze, so the mele the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda also the halacha of Mishnah Sinai mentions both halachas in regard to shemchitze. So the Gemara has the kasha: how can you say that Shiur is expressed by halacha of Mishnah Sinai, but Shiur in the Raisin in Udichsi Beretz Chitus Hiro the definite saying of Rime Erzei Shemen Udrosh Vomer Afkonin Kol Apotzik Azel in Shiur in Ema Chito Levai Samenugo Vietnam, Hanichnas Levai Samenugo, Vikelo Valkseifo, Visandalo Vitabeis of Yode, Hughaint May Miad, Hoyolo Bushkelo, Visandalo Viraglo, Vitabeis of Vesbeiso, Hutom in Yad Vain Terry, Achivishe with the Achilas Pras, Paschitively Paseri, Mesa Vechel, Belifte. So that we learn out from Chito. So that's the aloche of Bayis Hamnuga. So what does it mean, the Bayis Hamnuga? Now, if a Bayis Hamnuga is mitam, so if anyone enters a Bayis Hamnuga, so he becomes stomach. He himself becomes stomach. And suppose he holds something, some godim, some kelim in his hand, so then the moment he enters the Bayis Hamnuga, he becomes stomach. He becomes tamei, and the kelim, the godim that he keeps in his hand, also become tamei. But suppose he wears the godim, he wears the shoes, he wears a ring on his finger, so then there is a special zelzakos that he becomes tamei immediately. But the godim that he wears only become tamei after he stayed a certain time. How much? The time that it takes for an average person to eat an achilas pras. Achilas pras. Achilas pras is chotzikik. A chotzikik. So, in other words, a kiko has 2 sudis, but chotzikik is 1 sud. The time that it takes for an odom benini, to eat a chotzikik. Now let's see the Rashi. She shurim shalisuri gazai zavachetzisa kesli machipuri. Ktitin shachetzisa pisali gitvilo. ומחיצים ולחיצים ולחיצים. נשאו ונמה הפוסק, נדעת משמור של ארץ ישראל, שאפילו בדברי תאירו, צריכו להישאר פריסאו איסורים שבטאו. כלים על כסי פוח שאינו לא בשביל. So then the בגודים, if he keeps the כלים in his hand, the בגודים in his hand, so then they become tomei immediately. The moment they enter the Bais HaMnuga, it's on the lace of Tabeis of Yodet. אחוז מיוד את הבייס of doing this on the lace of. יתנאי מיד, ולא ישיר, נכסיב הבול הבייס יתנא, וכולו בול הבייס כבינם. Because the Torah says, יעבול הבייס יתנא. So what does it mean by Bola Bais Yitmo? The way he comes into the Bais. If he comes into the Bais holding certain Kelim, so Yitmo, he together with the Kelim. But Hoyo Lo Mishkelo, Dini Kulub Godo, Hutom and Yad, Yichsiv Abola Bais Yitmo, Vehein Kelim Achiishi, Yichsiv O Eichil Bais Yichabes, Godo. It Ashinam Tereskeni, Eilu Yalo Eichil Vishaychil, Eichil Velo Yishaychil, Sheichil Velo Yichil, Lo Yichil Velo Yishaychil, Minayim, Talmud Leima, Yechabiz Godo, Ribo, Shtei Pomim Ksiv Yechabiz Godo. Why do the Torah have to mention it twice? To, in order to advise us, there is another Allah. Vim Seifni L'Rabi Saki, Ma Talmud Leima, Ve'eicheir, Litein Shio, so L'Sheicheir, Kidei, so the Torah repeats Yechabiz Godo twice. Why? In order to advise us that even if he doesn't keep, he's done. Because if the Torah had mentioned Yechabiz Godo once, and the Torah mentions Oeichel, so then I would say, only if he eats, but if he doesn't eat, even if he stays there 10 hours in the Bais HaMnuga, so he doesn't become Tomei. Since the Torah repeated Yechabiz Godo twice, so that implies that even if he doesn't eat, if he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, nothing. So he doesn't do anything there. So he becomes Tomei. So the question is, so Monechel, if the Kavonis HaTorah is that without him, so he becomes Tomei. Why does the Torah say, Bo'eichel Yechabiz Godo? So the Bo'eichel is superfluous. The answer is, the Torah wants to tell us that only if he stayed that long that he could have eaten Yisuri. Chotzi Pras. That means Achilas Pras. Pras means Chotzi. Pras itself means divide. So, Achilas Pras. So he says, ואיך מאט אמ דינא ואיך שיו בישייך כי די אחיל שיטון קי בזבוד מאט שיי שיך די אחיל די קופיי טאמיי יא זו חשי סז ואיך ליטיין ואיך ליטיין שיו בישייך כי די אחיל דאס ניט מיט דאס שיך even if he stands there, it doesn't make any difference. He stands, he sits, he lies, as long as he spends time. So, how much time? The time that is necessary for an average person to eat a sude comfortably. Shem tovim kibuz godim achiyish kideachir. Yikupi tovim miyad. Doch eksiva. Bola bayis yitmo. Bola eksiv kibuz godim. Vayichol bebayis dahayin sheir kideachir. Yichabuz godim. Because the Torah says, Bola bayis yitmo. As far as he is concerned. Vyoeichay yichabuz godim. But in order that the godim that he wears should also become tomei. So he has to be an eichay. Not eichay. Actually eichay. But as long as potentially he was an Eichel, that he stayed long enough to eat up a whole soup, a pras. Achilas pras, chotzi kika. Shiur chachomi meiseyu imodin shtei sudeis. Le'eyu, ditnam be'eyu, chetzio libayi samni. So in other words, ligabi eyu, so we require a whole kikah, that's more than shteisuits. But ligabi bayis aminugo, we only require choti kikah, one suit. Now, the same shio of pras, achilas pras, that applies to bayis aminugo, applies to all isuri achil. Let's say somebody eats an yom kippur, but he doesn't eat the whole cases with one stroke, with one bite. But he eats a piece of bread, then he waits a minute, and then he eats another piece of bread, and in the course, let's say, of a few minutes, he has eaten the cases, the size of a day, of a large day, or let's say, there. So he doesn't eat the whole kazayis with one bite, but he swallows one piece of the kazayis, and then he waits a minute, and then he swallows another piece of the kazayis. But in the course of a few minutes, he has eaten a whole kazayis. So, if in the course of achilas pras, he has eaten a kazayis, or if in the course of achilas pras, is the time that it takes to eat the class, a one sukkah. So he was eating a case of Seishai. So this shio is not only shio ligabe bayis hamenugo, it has general application, ligabe tziru pachir, whether it's kazayis or cases, whatever. So what is achilas pras, one chotikiko? So there is a machlekes tanoi between Rabbi and Rabbi Kineira, that beveis beginu. In other words, it's a hot kicker, but what kind of a kicker? There is a kicker of Bisman Chazal of eight of Ches Beitzim, and there was a kicker of Bisman Chazal of six Beitzim. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Kineira and Rabbi Shimon as to whether we are dealing with the kicker of eight Beitzim, so hot kicker would be four Beitzim. Or we are dealing with the kikia of six beits, so chotzi kikia would be three beits. Now it's machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That the beits begimu v'neira. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. How do we pass? Well, like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, or we pass like Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi passes that pras a chotzi kikia is four beits. That means that kikya is eight beitim. We are dealing with kikya of eight beitim. So chotzi kikya is four beitim. The Rambam passes, like Rav Shimon, that chotzi kikya is three beitim. So in other words, so in order to be mechuyeh, let's say if somebody eats a kazayis neveh, in the course of the time it takes a person to eat three beitim, so then it's right. Of course, we have to be machmir. The ma'aseh have to be machmir, like Rashi, like the Rambam sheet. The three beitzim, of course, four beitzim takes more time. Now, what is the shiur of achilas pras in terms of minutes? So you cannot be wrong because there are so many sheets. So the Chasam Sefer in the Madura Basra of Erechayim Shuvet Tezayin. So, in a remarkable way, he comes to the conclusion that on the basis of the Gemara in Chrisis Daf Tezayin and the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei, by combining two Gemaras, so he has the cheshbon that Achilas Pras is Zayinitz. In other words, each person will eat piecemeal, a kazayis neveh, or a piece of bread, or anything like Nikita. And he will eat a caseless in the course of 9 minutes exactly, so it's mitzvah. But if it takes him 10 minutes to finish eating a caseless, so then it's gone. So because of that now, the Chasam Sefer Shio is the biggest chumah. So maybe we have to be machmir. That's if somebody is a chayret, and he has to eat on Yikipea, but he can eat piecemeal a whole day, so he has to eat piecemeal a whole day, so then he has to eat less than 20 cases every 10 minutes. So then it's not mature. That's the Chasam Sefer Shio. Now, 9 minutes. Achilas Pras is 9 minutes. In other words, he has to eat something every 10 minutes. But 9 minutes is still. Now, there is a remarkable sefer. When we learn mikvahs, so we refer to that sefer. And this yeshiva should have this sefer, even though we're not learning mikvahs now. Gulis Aliyahs. Gulis Aliyahs was written by a nephew of the Balatani. Gulis Aliyahs on mikvahs. So he, in his perush on mikvahs, Gulis Aliyahs, and perkyud of mikvahs, Mishneh Zayin, so he writes, Shomati David, Hagoyin Achosik, actually a Zalman, Balatani Zal, that the Shio Pras is 8 minutes. The Chasam Sefer has a whole cheshbon on the basis of two Gemaras, in Chrisis Daf Tezayin and in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei, that it's 9 minutes. And he mentions the name of his uncle of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that it's 8 minutes. He certainly had a cheshbon. But how did he get 8 minutes of cheshbon? I don't know, no one knows. I mean, at least he doesn't say. But so we see that according to Chasam Sefer, Shio Pras is 9 minutes, according to the Balatanya, Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's 8 minutes. It's 8 minutes. And then, that's one of the things where the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees with the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So, in the Shaila Shetshuvos Tzemach Tzedek, in the Miluim, so he says that Shiur Pras is 6 minutes. And again, he doesn't mention the Mokeh. The one who does mention the Mokeh is the Chassam Sefer. But all the others, he doesn't mention the Mokeh. He says it is 6 minutes. And then someone, one of the Talmidim, I don't know who he is, so he mentions in the Isophis that Baal Peh, they heard from the Tzemach Tzedek that it's not 6 minutes, but it's 7 minutes. So we already have a shiur of 9 minutes by the Chassam Sefer, and a shiur of 8 minutes by the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and a shiur of 6 minutes, Biksar, in the Tzemach Tzedek, and a shiur of 7 minutes from the Tzemach Tzedek Baal Peh. I mean, whether it's authentic or not, that I don't know. Whatever is written is written. But what he's saying in his name, I don't know, I'm not so sure now, that this is authentic. And then, it's my fault, I ask for Chilik Beis, but Simen Reish Ches is not in Chilik Beis. In Reish Ches is a Chilik Aleph. It was my fault. Alright, anyway. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Ches, so he says that it's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes. I don't know how did he get it. Maybe just by being Mishaya. Let's say eating 3 beits. I mean, in a medium way, I mean, not very fast. Anyway, so he says, it's between, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's between 3 and 4 minutes. Now, naturally, we have so many shiurim, so we have to be machmir. In the Raise, let's say, I mean, this is Nigeya, it's only Nigeya in Kippur, it's not Nigeya. Practically, it's Nigeya only in Kippur. So we have to be machmir. In regard to Baruch HaChreime, so then on the contrary, the Chumrah decree that if it took him, let's say, 4 minutes, more than 4 minutes, and let's say, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's between 3 and 4 minutes, so that means that in regard to Baruch HaChreime, if it took him to Yidik HaZayis more than 3 minutes, so there is a shaila whether you can say Baruch HaChem. In regard to Kippur, so the Chumrah is the largest shiur. In other words, that he should eat it every 10 minutes. That's the way it's done. I mean, Chol Tvitzas Yisrael. So, I mean, when Nechila has to eat, Pochas Mekishio, so he has to eat every 10 minutes. Unless the doctor says that every 10 minutes if he eats piecemeal every 10 minutes, so then there will still be sakonet, but he has to eat every 5 minutes, so then we tell him to eat 5 minutes. But if there is no sakonet in eating every 10 minutes, so that's the way we pass. Alright, I just mentioned that there are many shiurim. In general, I mean, the Indian of shiurim is not a clear thing. And I don't like it when somebody calls me up and he asks me, in terms of inches, I should tell him. I don't want to tell him, because I'm not in a position to be machriya in shul. So when it is negeya something, let's say achile, so then I pass the chumre. But when it's negeya ikazayis matzeh, so why ask shayla? So eat enough matzeh to eat enough matzeh, so that there will certainly be eight. Why ask Shailas and why pass on these things? Oh, but anyway. So Gemara says, Paskiti veloi pasir. Meisa veichal bilifton. What does it mean, bilifton? So Rashi says, Paskiti shiyoso muetes mishal seir. Meisa v'hayim derech achile. Mishu meisa v'osik v'achile. V'im tovud v'gorim achil. So it doesn't mean meisa. What difference does it make? Whether he reclines or he doesn't recline. In other words, it means when a person, let's say, eats something, but at the same time he reads in a book, a mystery story, so it will take him longer time to eat up a given piece. But if he reclines, so that is indicative that he is not absorbed in any other thing. So then it takes him less time. That's what Mesa means. And what does it mean? In other words, Mesach means the time it takes a person to eat 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim with average pace, without any pause, without any interruptions. So, if he's Mesach, it means that there are no interruptions. If he's not Mesach, he reads a book, so that means there are interruptions. So that is not the measure of Achilas Pras. And what does it mean? The Lifton. In other words, the high Mesach diet, he says. So, Rashi doesn't say anything here about Lifton. But Rashi Neirad says that the Lifton means, because then it's easier for him to eat. In other words, let's say, if you have to eat past white bread without a condiment, without a relish, so then it's not so enjoyable. So Memele, he'll eat it more slowly. But if you can eat the bread together with the relish, with the condiment, so then it's more enjoyable. So we'll eat it more fast. In other words, so that's the meaning of Lifton. Now, the Torah says, Eretz Chito Useiro. What's the meaning of Seiro? What year? Seiro ditnan etzem ki Seiro. Mitame bimagel bimase. Bin mitame beheya. So if you have an etzem, a bone of a mess, as large as the Seiro, Seiro really is, again, the size of Seiro also, many sure, but approximately a Seiro is 1/3 of an inch. Approximately. So a Seiro is 1/3 of an inch. So it's etzem ki Seiro is magol lemasa bin mitame beheya. Now gefen ki di revis yayin inos. Now let's see what Rashi says here. Now etzem ki Seiro names mitame beheya kishiro ze achi yishebre oi gugel eshleimo oi reiv mi ani boyon gefen mashi yorobei ki di revis yayin vishore yisur inos yikele mando amab misakas nozeh the Chatzanim will love him, the Olof, Mitzarkin, the Shio, Revis, Yai, she will eat from the case of the Yai, actually eats him and Revis Yai, when they were a Mishaya, the case of the Mayu, the Mishaya, the Yai, which is Yai in Hovu, when the Maya Lotzitz, Elo Nivrot, the Nigdash, Al Svas, a case, Yesem and Amar. I mean, this is an ordinary phenomenon in physics. So Rashi says, given that the Revi is Yayin Nozia, the Revi is Yayin Nozia, so that means that this sugya accords with Rabbi Lezer Nazar. Because if a Nozia drinks wine, how much wine must he drink in order to be Mechuyen? Malkes Revis. Suppose a Nozia eats grapes, he's also high Malkes. So, how much of the grapes must be eat? Kazayis? Because the ordinary shiur nachire, the general shiur nachire is kazayis. The size of an apple. It's an apple. The general shiur in liquids is revis. But here, in regard to the Isar of Nozir, the Isar of Nozir applies to liquids, and it applies to salads. He's not allowed to drink wine, Nozir. He's not allowed to eat grapes, or chatzanim, zagim. He's not allowed to eat. So, insofar as the shiur of wine is concerned, so that's the shiur of it, because that's seer. But suppose he goes here, he eats grapes. Or suppose it's solidified wine, and he eats it. Is he chayev only if he eats a revis of the grapes, or of the solidified wine, the chatzanim and the zagim, or where the nozia is either the suri nozia to achile, not to see, then the shiur is kazayis, not the bees. Now the bees is 3 times as large as the kazayis, because the kazayis is chotzi beitzo, and the bees is 1.5 beitzo. So it's 3 times as large as the kazayis. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Zev Nazari. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if he nozia eats grapes, the size of the kazayis is high malchus. According to Rabbi Nazariah, by nozia there is a hekesh between achile and siyah. So just as in regard to siyah's yayin, the shio is revis, not kazayis, So the in regard to Achilas Hanovim, it's also the Shiur is Rivitz, according to Rabbi Zemlazal, and according to Rabbi Akiva. So if he eats grapes, so the Shiur is Kazayis. If he drinks wine, the Shiur is Rivitz. So Rashi explains this Gemara that it accords with Rabbi Zemlazal. Because he had the Gemara. This Gersa, there is another Gersa in the Gemara that Jesus mentions. But the way we have in our text, Gefen Kidei Rivis Yayin Nozim. So, the Gemara doesn't say, Gefen Rivis Yayin. So, obviously, the Gemara is not discussing here the shiur that is required for a Nozir who drinks wine, how much wine he must drink in order to be Chayav Malkus. That certainly is a Rivis. But here he says, Kidei Rivis Yayin Nozim. In other words, even if he eats anovi, zagi, hatsani, so he's not chayav malkes unless he eats a beitzel hek of the anovi. Why? Because there is a hekesh between achil and siye by nozer. So it's like Rabbi Zalazar. Did when I'm done with his nozer, hatsani, we will be involved with stuff in the shiur, be his yari, she. Now, so if you have to measure a liquid, so it's very simple to measure, it will be his yari. You take a cup that has a release yayin, and you fill it up. So that is the measure of a release. But when you have to determine a release in solids, how do you do it? So it's on the basis of Archimedes' principle. So, I mean, Archimedes' principle is mentioned in the Gemara. So he says, the chatzani, shein yitnam, the chatzani v'luvavim v'olom nisavim shiur release yayin, shein yitnam mekeis mol yayin, Achiyetzim meno rivis yayin, venidei mea mishaya bekeis volimayin, le mishaya biyayin, mishim biyayin ovo. Ven it's more viscous than water. Ven mimaya lotzitz, el nivratz minigdash, al svasa keis, yeisam namayin. So in other words, if he ate that a quantity of grapes that it will dump it in a cup that has a rivis, and he'll dump it, so the displacement, so it will displace and the reveals, so then it's hard. Teino, mashi obey. Teino, kikregres, leitzoa Shabbos. In other words, that's the general shiva by Shabbos, likabitzoi. That if he's made see the size of kikregres, so is high. So that's considered as a double kosher, we can be tzoy and shabbos. Remain, we can be tumen. It nan kol kli balabati pshurin kremein. Eretz zei shemen. Eretz kol shor kizei sim kol shor zakudai to. We can laminon elei mesher ipshurel kizei sim. Dvash does not mean honey. Dvash means dates. So that means kikeitzu sagasa v'yimakipur. Eretz ovas cholok v'dvash. So Eretz Ovas Cholok V'Dvash also means either there it's not so both. So it might mean both. Alright. V'tiz v'almid reizim, v'tiz v'reh, shu'urim v'ksiveh, elehil chesenim. So the Gemara's Kasha was, why do we say shu'urim v'alochim v'shmi Sinai, but we deduce it from this posik? So Kesha said, so the Gemara answered, I mean, does the posik mention the shu'urim? The posik only mentions Chito, Seiro, and then the Gemara mentions the very Yeshua. So it's Halacha Mishnah Sinai, listen, it's class Machabah. Now let's see the Rashi. Teino Mashi Rabbo Chitrei to Shabbos, Shiaru B'choleich, Kol Kli Batim Shulam B'Mikveich. In other words, Iklei Balabayis, Iklei Shaleis. So if, let's say, so it's Mikabu Tumen. Suppose there is a neket in the Klisha Lanes, but if the neket is so large that a pomegranate could fall through the neket, so then it's a Shivre Kele and it's not Bikabutum. But if it is not so large that a pomegranate will fall through, so the Mele, it's still Bikabutum. That's the Shio in the Kleates. In the Kleates. In Klichares, there is a smaller Shio. But Kliyeitz has the biggest shiur of the neket to negate to. So he says, give me. The actual nikaf to meet him in Shimbuya of the cover to me. Ishbaabai is Hos al Kilo, who shall meet his eighty, whom he stands by the main. I will be you men, shame it with Mohaya. Toya be naked culture. In other words, if he's a Baabai, he's a private person. So he doesn't want to throw away Kilo just because it has a small naked. Even if the naked is large enough that he couldn't keep olives. But if he could keep in that Kilo pomegranates, so he's not going to throw it away. So the Mele, it still has the potential of fulfilling its function. If a newman, let's say, someone who sells in the store, let's say, he sells olives or he sells all kinds of food. So the Mele, if, let's say, if there is a small necker that it could not hold a small food, so the Mele will throw it away. Mashenkin Balabais, even if there is a small necker and it couldn't hold, let's say, an olive, but it still could hold a component, the women, some melee. But if it is so large that even a pomegranate could not be kept there, so then it has no use and it's incapable of fulfilling its original function. Some melee, the Shemkele is part. I would be woman shaming the native culture. Very few work is easy. Mesa, Mibela, Visahila, Vidam, U people, Venisa, Vitami, Vidamash, Vash, calling me sick of calling Vash, U Tmori, meaning the secret. Kate's Vestam, Vigimakipori, Luxibia Hill, El Ashaloisun, meaning the base of Dieter, U Makalini, Mik Sive, Klum Xibateva, and Zero by Zamuba, the Hikim, the Hikulom. Alright, so it's a lot of missions. Chitin now. You say this is our mission Sinai, but this is also the right set. The right set in the sea, Virochas, sorry, Bamai, Eshali Dobo Heitzeis, Beinu in Amai, so it's a posik, Kiaso Il Hesej, Lisar. So from the posik, you only deduce that if there is a chitze and the bosso of the Teveo, so then the Tvila is not Teveo. But how do we know that if there is a chitze and the hair of the tefila, so that the tefila is no tefila, that is Allah HaMashiach. So the Gemara says, "Kiyosil chesel isar, ki the rabbi ba'achone, the rabbi ba'achone, nima achas kshuro chitzetes, shol yishen achitzes, shtai miyideya." So the Gemara says, "Kashu sarei nami derai sinu, dichsi birochas tzore b'mayi, misatok u'msore, u'mayi u'msarei." So kiyosil chesel et rabbi yitzro, shlom rabbi yitzro, v'ateiro u'bim makid olot chitzes, Vishay makbit alov in a chitz. Because of our rubin shim makbit, mishim rubi amakbit. Valmuru te amakbit, mishim rubi amakbit. So that is the aloch la mishim sinah. That what is chitzit only if it is chitzit, the robe of the group, and is makbit. Is makbitol. In other words, but if it covers only milut of the good, even if it's makbitol, so it's no chitzim deraisa. But with Rabbanon, one of the two things, so is chitzis. It's because of our gubi shem makbit, mishum gubi amakbit, val milut amakbit, mishum gubi amakbit. Vilik zanam al milut shem makbit, mishum gubi amakbit, inam mishum gubi shem makbit, hi guf egzeirei, vanam eikem vinei zeir. Zero is zero. Now, Michitzin, so that is Allah Mishmi Sinai, Chatzitze. And Michitze, Hodamo. So that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means that the Shio Michitze is Yud. Or the other Allah, that it has to be, the Schach has to be above the Michitze, not that part of the mechitze is coextensive with the thickness of the schach, so then it's not good. That's also part and parcel of Chomish Mishina. So the Gemara says, "Hinich el Rabbi Yude, el Rabbi Meir Ma'ik el Meima." But we say that's a memory according to everybody that mechitze in Aloch Chomish Mishina. But as far as the Aloch of Yud Lochim is concerned, so according to Rabbi Meir, that we deduce from the pasuk, "Ki Asoil Chesed Likud Vilochim Bidef Nakum." That's Aloch Chomish Mishina. Now let's see the other question. Oh, I got some absorbed mice with the chitzis. Nima has a shura, a makbid, a chitzetzis. die Midek, Medek Shaka, the Lahaiwe Gomani. When is something Echzitze, if water doesn't go through, if something discovers part of the group, and water doesn't penetrate, so then it's Echzitze. But if something is on top of the group, and water goes through, so then it's no Chatzitze. No Chatzitze. So, if I'm really coming as now, which I'm not, Sholish in Chitzitze, which I saw a question, the Medek Shaka. So water can get in beneath the silence if it is three silence. As a problem, sorry, my hatofil adob. Vatero halochon mishmisina. Ubei reif sire, mitunet bitit, oi kosher achas achas, u makbitolo, ichetit, e makbitolo, havonu ki gufe, hoyu ben sefe miklei, u bodily gabe, viloi chalitz. Now, there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Gemara. And it's also a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya. A very basic machlekes in Mikvoyes. Now, we say in the Raya say, only Rubeis umak with all of his chetzis. So let's say, if somebody will have dirt over his hands, but the dirt does not cover the major portion of his roof, of his body, so then it's no chetzis in the Raya. It's a chetzis in the Rabbonim, but no chetzis in the Raya. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Gemara. Suppose a woman will put a plastic covering over the major portion of the hair, and water does not go through the plastic covering. So, mimele, of course, it is chatzitza, at least in the Rabbonot, but because even me with Tamak people of Israel in the Rabbonot, the question is whether it would be a chatzitza with rice. So, the Shittas HaGemara is that the seyah is considered as an entity by itself. So in other words, if something covers and obstructs the entry of water to the major portion of the hair, so then even though it doesn't obstruct the entry of the hair, of the water to the major portion of the roof in its entirety, so the Shittas HaGemara is that the seyah of a person is considered as an entity itself. So if it covers, obstructs the entry of the water to the major portion of the hair, so it's a chitzitza midrash. According to the Rambam, seyo is considered as part of the body. In other words, if we didn't have the gzeras hakosu of atopim, sorry, then I would say seyah is not an integral part of the group. Because after all, the seyah, I mean, you can cut it off very easily. So mele, even if all the hair is obstructed, I mean, even if there is an obstruction to the hair, so it's no chatzitza. So there's the gzeras hakosu, that even though the seyah is not as much an integral part of the body as the group itself, but still, the Gabi Tvile, it has the same deal. As the Rochatz Epsori Bamayim is Atopin Epsori. Even the Seya has to be subjected to the Tvile. Has to be subjected. But it's considered like any other organ of the body. So in other words, it doesn't have a Shia of its own. So Midraise, even let's say if a person will put a plastic covering over all the hair, but since it's only mute of the goof in its entirety, so it's no chitzem midrais. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But the sheet of the Gemara is the contrary. The seyo is considered as an entity in itself, and the Raive agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. Alright. Now. Vati alach misina gubel yusari mikil mitid yukosho achas achas umakil lo chitzit. Ey makil lo chavar ke gufe kuyubin seyfil nikle yubot rikabel lo chayit. Because while the Makbid or Gavarei, you don't know, Mikza, or Tisa de Reis, or Mutha Makbid, or you don't know, Lei Bak Bod. Gzeire Lav Alokh Lemish Vesinai, El Gzeire Mid Rabono, Eko Be Amakbid Lechudeu, Yahabe Alokh Lemish Vesinai, Hod Amon, Nigiv Aso, Hin Yichal Rab Yude, Lui Nafu Lui Mikroi, Yitri Chil Chese, Lui Gud Leich Adi Tzorek Lemei Yad, Lui Gud Achi Soi Dasi, Ki Nachsad Rebi Biko, Dan Rinnom Bo Pitik Choyire Lisese, The Lord with Pochis Nigimu, if Nakumo, Pochis, Midalaga. Alright, so this will leave off here, and we have to go over. that the tasis, I mean, the one tasis is very important, the other tasis are not important, but the tasis of getting to the Rebbe's Yayin Nozik is very important, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara. We should be ready up to the Gemara of Shayin Tirkos on Dab Zayin Dab.